Dreamscape presents Rectify Injustice by Sarah Nofke and Michael Anderle, narrated by Dara Rosenberg. Chapter 1. Death by a thousand cuts would be a kinder death than what Trincarante had planned for the man who had recreated her. As blood trickled down the face of the scientist currently bound in the chair before her, she smiled outwardly. The sight of blood had never bothered her. Staring down at her arms, which were covered in bolts and wires, she grimaced. No, blood didn't bother her. She had a lot less of it than she should. Her body was made of metal, which grossed her out. It was unnatural and wrong, and the means by which it happened was far from ethical. Now Trincarante was that much closer to finding the man behind what had been done to her. Michelena. The light overhead created shadows on the prisoner's face. The scientist Trincarante had abducted spit out blood and a broken tooth that landed on the floor at her feet. She eyed it casually before bringing her chin up, the movement always marked by a motorized sound. This was the man who had done this to her. She remembered looking up from the operating table and seeing his cold gray eyes over the mask after being abducted. On Michelena's orders, he'd taken out her perfectly functioning organs and replaced them with Magitek, turning her into the cyborg that she was. Alexander Drake, one of the scientists Trincarante had captured from the Saverus Corporation, for as worthless as he was, had finally proven helpful. He had been the only scientist who didn't get away when she stormed the place, looking for Michelena and answers. The other scientists, along with Michelena, had taken underground tunnels to flee. Their plan if they were ever invaded by one of their creations. Unluckily for him, Drake had been in the bathroom when the siren sounded, marking Trincarante's invasion. If she had known those sirens cued a protocol that erased all research data and procedures, Trincarante wouldn't have come into Saverus with guns blazing. Someone hit the alarm, and no one stayed to fight her. They all fled. All but Drake. He hadn't been on the cyborg projects entirely, only assisting, and therefore, he couldn't help to fix her. Although, reluctantly, he had advised. It was easy to encourage him, since she had broken most of the bones in his hand during their initial conversation. Now he worked for her. Maybe out of fear, but she wanted to believe also out of guilt. It was because of him she knew when the dragon eggs hatched.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?